Krista. This is the, it's approximately 1:30 on Thursday, February 28th, 2013. This is the date and time for the Utah State Tax Commission open meeting as scheduled for earlier this morning, but pursuant to appropriate notice, it's been delayed until 1:30 today. I'm Commissioner Bruce Johnson. With me is Commissioner Darcy Dixon Pignanelli, Commissioner Michael Cragen, and Commissioner Robert Pirro, and our Executive Director, Barry Conover. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none, we'll move right to the Executive Director's report.
As you note that we've got a lot of scaffolding going up around the building. We want our employees to be careful putting that up for roof, and it's interesting how they're putting all that scaffolding up and cordoning off the building. So,
well, I'm hoping they damage my car.
You're hoping they do or don't?
Do.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, park it out there away. See, maybe they can get that. Other than that, I think we're doing okay.
Commissioner Cragen and I were looking at the temporary shelter over the cafeteria door as we were coming in, and it
looked wobbly.
It looked like it could withstand a 10.8 earthquake or something. It was very substantial.
It took six of those guys last evening to move one wall over to that location.
But that's good. Our employee safety is paramount, and those that are visiting our building, we want to make sure they're safe, so we appreciate that. Commissioner's reports.
Had one item. Just let you know that DTS will be coming around next Monday evening, that's March 4th, to remove the last vestiges of Novell from our machines. We'll be going completely to the Microsoft Active Directory network connection. So if you have a problem logging in Tuesday morning, there should be DTS people hovering about to help.
Okay, thank you. Anything else, Commissioner Dixon, Commissioner Pirro? All right, the next item on the agenda is to consider a conflict waiver request. This was brought to us by the Assistant Attorney General last week. In our last meeting, we had a closed session to discuss it. Pursuant to rules, no action was taken at that time, and we also had some commissioners that wanted to spend a little additional time making sure that they understood what was being requested, and I think all that has been done. The due diligence has been accomplished. Is someone prepared to make a motion on that? I don't have anything before me.
Do we need to have any further discussion, or are we just going to have a motion?
Do we need any further discussion?
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that we grant the conflict waiver request. Let's see. I think we need to say that we give written consent.
Maybe that we authorize the Attorney General to give written consent.
Authorize the Attorney General to give written consent for our waiver of the conflict of interest with Tim Bodley representing Salt Lake County, but asserting that all conversations that all privileged
confidential attorney-client
Yep.
Privileged communications.
Do you know how to write the letter, Laren?
Yes.
Okay. That's the motion.
Your discussion of that motion. All right. I call the question then. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
No.
That motion passes 3-1 with Commissioner Dixon voting against the motion. Anything else to come before us? Seeing nothing, I'd entertain a final motion.
Move that we adjourn.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much. I should also have noted Mr. Lynn's presence and thank him for being here. So thank you.